With that, I'd like to ask you any joys, concerns, and praises you might have this morning, and then we'll follow it by the Lord's Prayer. Sandra.
Stan is in Panama City, and he is playing nurse to my father-in-law, who had a knee replacement, and my mother-in-law, and they're not being very good patients. So I'm not sure who needs prayer more, Stan or his mom and dad, Larue and Jerry Goodson. He was having problems, and he was complaining about how bad it hurt. So he went back to the doctor and found out that he has 4 blood clots in his leg.
After the knee replacement.
But he is refusing to wear his compression sock. So I told him that he had to be a better nurse. He said, well, I think you should come down here. And I said, no, I think that's where you need me.
Yeah, I think that's good. So. Does he have home health coming in to help him with his exercise?
He has someone coming in, PT, and somebody else.
Oh, good.
But he has 2 doctor's appointments coming up this week, so he's staying down there, and then his sister's going to come. I think he'll come back on Thursday. Okay. And then she has to play Sunday, so he'll probably go back down there then.
Great.
Because he still can't drive.
Well, we'll certainly keep it in prayer. I know what that's like, going through knee replacement, and then the end result is good if you do the therapy. How's your mama, Joanne, too?
She's out of hospital. They shocked her heart back into rhythm. Sent her home. She's doing much better now.
Good.
At first, she wasn't laughing like anymore. Didn't have the energy, but she's getting back.
She's getting better. It's amazing what those defibrillators do and different things. And we forget that we are filled with electricity. Most all of our stuff that works in our body is because of electricity. And when we don't have that electricity to give us the heart rhythm, like, then they boom and get it back in there. Yes, ma'am.
You said they're going to have to shock, they shocked her heart, they're going to have to shock my mother-in-law's heart. So her appointment said they have to do 2 different appointments, her appointment, then his appointment, but they're going to have to shock her because she's having a problem.
Modern medical technology is incredible, it really is. Linda knows that, being a nurse, she's seen it come a long way since you first started nursing. Yeah. Anybody else this morning? Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
My cousin Lori had breast cancer. They had removed. They put a port in for chemo. She has cancer in the lymph nodes. But yesterday they gave her a shot with medicine that's supposed to start growing bone marrow.
Wow.
But the chemo destroys. She wasn't doing very good.
And the Lord hear our prayers.